Amir, you gotta see this. This is going to be great.
Michelle, don't tell me you're still trying to make that sock talk.
Well, he can't walk. Come on, I've been practicing. I'm really good now. Watch.
Hi, my name's Mr. Pigsley. What's yours?
How?
Oh, nice to meet you, How.
Michelle, it's amazing how you threw your voice like that. In fact, it sounds like you threw it from this closet.
Oh, don't go near that closet door! Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Nope, yeah, well, the inspection's over. There's no moths, no termites. I'll see you ladies in about 6 months or so. Okay, yeah, take care of that. There it
is. So that's how I did it.
The milkman, the paper boy, evening TV.
Since Vicky's in town, I thought it'd be fun for the whole family to go out to dinner tonight.
Oh, that's great. I know this really nice Chinese place.
No. Michelle doesn't like Chinese food.
Oh, come on, Danny. Since when?
Since when? Since we walked past that restaurant in Chinatown and she saw those ducks hanging in the window.
Okay, so let's see. We need a place for 10 people.
Look out! Get Mommy! Get Uncle Joey!
Yeah, we need a place for 10 people. Place doesn't mind a little noise, a little water, a little chaos.
How about the galley of a Viking ship?
How about your kitchen and I'll cook?
And the girls are pretty particular about what they eat.
Well, Danny, if we're going to be married, I have to get used to cooking for the family. And I promise, no hanging ducks.
Uncle Danny.
Whoa. Thank you very much. Thanks, my face was feeling a little parched. Thank you. Aunt Becky.
Oh, okay, all right. Enough. Time to settle down.
All right, you heard Mommy. Let's settle down now.
There you go, buddy.
Hey, you heard Mom. She said settle down. All right, maybe you'll understand this language. Eat water, buddy. You eat water, buddy.
Eat water.
Look out.
Get up, you kid. Get up.
They're totally out of control.
Yeah, two little devils.
Identical Tasmanians.
Oh, come on, they're not that bad. Of course, I'm dry and I don't live here.
Vicky, I love Nick and Alex, but they don't listen, they're into everything, and they won't even sleep in their own beds. I mean, I know they're just toddlers, but they could at least be taught to put away their toys.
Danny, it's mine.
Yeah, the big guy sat on my nose.
I could watch you mince for hours.
You have been.
Okay, a little to the left, little to the right. Easy.
Michelle, next time you make a diorama, put a window in it.
Michelle, what a great model of the solar system.
Thank you. We live right here on the third ping pong ball from the grapefruit.
Michelle, that is the most beautiful thing you have ever made. As soon as I find a magnet big enough, it's going right up on the refrigerator.
You can't, Daddy. This is for the science fair next week. Sure hope the sun didn't rot. Okay, Steph, let's go.
You couldn't grow a nice little lima bean like everyone else.
Hi!
Hi!
Hey!
Hey, what's cooking?
Oh, I'm making pizza and spaghetti for dinner.
All right.
Are you guys hungry?
You're new around here, aren't you?
You know, Vicky, I got to admit, I was a little concerned about this whole dinner thing. But I'm real relieved you're making pizza and spaghetti. I mean, they're proven kid pleasers.
Don't you worry. They are going to love it. Spaghetti al pesto and goat cheese pizza.
Oh, yeah, kids just love a steaming hunk of goat cheese.
Quiet, I'm playing hide and go seek. Come on, get out of here. Hey, Comet, they're putting a new fire hydrant in down the street. Go. Go. Come on, get out.
Goodbye,
Dad. Oh, you guys found me. You found me. Thanks, Comet. That's the last time I loan you my cream rinse. All right. All right, guys. This time, the switch here. This time, you guys hide and I'll seek you, okay? Ready? I'm gonna count. You guys go hide and I'm gonna count, okay? One, two, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You guys, no, let's go over the concept one more time. You guys hide, and I find you. Now go, I'll count. Go hide. Go hide. Go hide. All right, 1, 2.
Hey,
what's going on? What's all the mayhem? Alex, Nikki, what did you guys do?
What happened?
What's going on, honey?
Daddy, Nikki and Alex break my solar system. Look, it's leaking sun juice.
Oh, sweetheart, that's terrible. But I'm sure it was just an accident.
Michelle, we are so sorry.
Michelle, Nikki and Alex probably don't even realize they did anything wrong.
But I told them to stop. Why didn't they listen?
Well, Michelle, children have to be taught to listen.
Who's supposed to teach them?
Well, in many cases, it's the people. The people who are responsible for their, you know, their growth and well-being.
Who's that?
Well, in most cultures, that would usually be, the parents.
Way to go.
Well, Michelle, now, I'm sure Nikki and Alex feel very bad. All right, boys, now you tell your cousin that you're sorry.
I'm sorry, Michelle. Are you really sorry?
No.
All right, I'll take the boys before they incriminate themselves any further.
All right, you two, come on, let's go. Get in a squad car. You have the right to one phone call and one clean diaper. Let's go, over here.
Michelle, we feel terrible. I promise you, we'll make this up to you.
Yeah, we're sorry, honey. You know what? I'll help you rebuild this, okay? I remodeled the whole attic. Certainly, I can rebuild the solar system. There's no plumbing over there in space, is there? Okay, you're not laughing.
Michelle, when a person is honestly sorry, a big person will forgive them.
But I'm a little person.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about inside.
Inside, I'm even littler.
Sweetheart, by big, I mean a person who's generous and forgiving. Isn't that the kind of person you want to grow up to be?
Okay. I forgive you. Oh,
thank you, sweetheart.
Oh, that's my big girl. Come here. Now, do me a favor, would you? Run downstairs and put the sun in the juicer, okay? I'll be down in just a minute to join you. Guys, I know how you feel about getting unsolicited advice. That's not going to stop you from offering some, right? No, no, because this is important. I mean, I love Nikki and Alex, but they're way out of control. Oh, come on, they're not out of control. All right, I admit, they're a little, what's the word I'm looking for?
Feisty?
Feisty is a good one. They're a little feisty, and I'll even give you,
Rambunctious.
Rambunctious, right. But there's no way that my kids are out of control. I mean...
Nikki, Alex, my watch!
Just they're out of control.
Well, all right, maybe they're a wee out of control, but they're not way out. All I'm saying is kids need limits. Well, we set limits. I mean, the other day, when they got in your makeup, what did we do?
Actually, we took a picture.
Oh, yeah, so cute. You should see it.
They had all that lipstick all over their face.
We made doubles. I got
horrible for you.
But after that, we got firm, and we set them down, and we gave them a good firm scrubbing, because they had lipstick all over their lips, and then I got another picture, and...
Honey, I'm afraid Danny's right. I mean, we can't wait until the boys are knocking off liquor stores. I mean, we've got to tighten things up around here.
All right, yeah, right, tight. I got it. I hear you guys.
You sure? Because you're always Mr. Softy when it comes to the boys, and we both have to make a commitment here.
No, I'm making a commitment. You guys are right. No more Mr. Softy, okay? In fact, I'm going to start laying down the law right about now.
What are you going to do?
Well, first off, I'm going to go fish Joey's watch out of the toilet. I'm glad you're all here.
What's the big secret, Dad? If you called us down here to tell us that sweater's out of style, we've known for 3 years.
It has nothing to do with this sweater. Now, you all know that Vicky has been working very hard on this dinner tonight. So if any of you happen to see anything that's, you know, new and unusual on your plates, taste it, experience it. And then if you still don't like it, choke it down.
Boy, Dad, you got our mouths watering.
This could be really nasty.
I hope there's enough. Dad, about that new and unusual food, I don't have a problem with the new, but I have some concerns about the unusual.
Does unusual mean gross?
Okay. You know how you two have been asking for advances in your allowances? Well, how does $2 sound?
Not as good as $5.
Okay. $5 it is, but you're going to pay me back when you're 30. I can't believe I just did this.
Okay, everyone, I hope you like it. Steph, can I give you a piece of pizza?
Sure. What's that crumbly white stuff?
Oh, that's goat cheese.
What part of the goat is the cheese? Is it supposed to smell like that? Not that that's a bad smell. Oh, don't worry, the cheese is just a little ripe.
The spaghetti's not. It's still green.
No, honey, that's pesto sauce. It's supposed to be green.
Yeah, you know, green, like a $5 bill.
Looks great.
Green's my favorite color.
Good. Well, Nikki and Alex are certainly enjoying it. Some of it's actually getting into their mouths. Alex, put down that bowl.
I'll take care of this. Time to lay down the law. Son, put down the bowl. All right, you guys are ganging up on me now. Now, I'm not kidding this time. Both of you guys, put down the bowls. Well, they put them down. I may be going out on a limb here, Jess, but I think they're testing you.
Danny's right. You gotta be tough. Don't waffle.
That's right. Okay. All right, listen, guys. Now you guys are in trouble, okay? You know what happens next? Beck, what happens next?
I think the boys should get a timeout.
Timeout, that's right. Timeout for the both of you. That's good. Okay, you guys are going to go upstairs, and you're going to sit there until it's time to come out. Hence the term timeout.
And Jess, no dessert.
Why? That was tough. I didn't waffle.
Not you, the boys.
Oh, right, right. Okay. Come on, guys. Let's go. Come on, upstairs.
Sorry, everyone.
Hey, come on, Beck. This stuff happens all the time. I mean, who amongst us hasn't splattered bean dip all over their headboard, huh? Yeah, pass me the bread, please.
Okay, everybody, let's get back to this fabulous meal that Vicky made for us.
Hey, everything's really good.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Yeah.
Do you like it, Michelle?
I love it.
Wouldn't you like to taste it first?
Oh, great. That is good.
Michelle, you're missing the best part.
Here you go.
Well, everyone, eat up. There's plenty more where this came from.
Where did it come from?
Okay, there you go. Now, guys, I'm not doing this to be mean. It's just that, you kind of backed me in a corner down there in front of everybody with that pasta incident. I mean, you don't want your old man looking like a weenie, do you?
Weenie.
No, come on, guys. This is no joke. Now, sit down, son. Please, put the chair down and sit down. This isn't a joke. Look, we're all on the same team here. Let's just do this timeout thing and we'll get it over with, okay? No. You know what? Now you push me too far. Here I am trying to be a nice guy. Nikki, Alex, you keep those little butts in those chairs, and you do not move a muscle until I say it's okay. Do you understand me?
Me, Daddy. Me, Daddy. Me, Daddy.
Me, Daddy.
Me, Daddy.
So, Steph, what do you think of goat cheese now?
Good food, bad name.
You know, I learned something today. If it comes out of a goat, I'm eating it.
What I hope Steve means is this is one of the greatest meals we've ever had.
That's the truth.
It's absolutely
really good.
Really good.
Yes. Girls, you can take it down to about a 4, okay?
No, Dad, it really is great. I'd eat it even if you didn't pay us.
Danny? Mm-hmm. Did you pay these children to pretend they like my cooking?
Well, not all of them.
Yeah, what a ripoff.
Why would you do that?
Look, Vicky, I know how finicky the girls can be, and I don't want them to hurt your feelings. I'm sorry. Should have had more faith in you and your goat cheese.
Yes, you should have. But because you did it out of caring, I'm going to forgive you.
Oh, thank you.
Right after you do the dishes.
Oh. Excuse me, some of us are trying to keep our dinner down.
Okay, time for dessert. Vanilla ice cream with chocolate syrup.
All right. Cool. All right. Yes. Sounds good.
I love new chocolate.
Oh, man. Ice cream?
But I love new.
How did it go?
Oh, fine. Good. There were no tears. And the boys took it pretty well, too.
Well, maybe this will make you feel better. There's an extra 2. They were for Nikki and Alex.
Aww. Aww. Well, a guy tries to set a couple limits and...
Honey, you did the right thing.
Well, tell him to stop awing at me.
I love dessert so much. I wish they'd say... Me, Daddy. Me, Daddy. Me, Daddy. Me, Daddy. Me, Daddy. Me, Daddy. Me, Dad.
Would that be good?
Boys.
Okay. You seemed a little upset downstairs.
Upset?
Me? No. Fine. I'm cold. Cool. Cool. Everything is very cool.
Well, look, I know it was really hard for you to punish the boys, and I wanted to say thank you for being so strong and so cold.
Yes. Kind of cold. What? What are these? How did those get in my shirt? Who inspected this shirt? Aha, number 19. I'm writing a letter.
You were sneaking ice cream up to the boys. I thought we agreed to be tough.
Well, they didn't call you Mean Daddy.
Oh, honey, they're just angry. It's perfectly natural. They're just words. They didn't happen to mention Mean Mommy, did they?
I distinctively heard Mean Daddy. Oh, Beck, I never pictured myself as the kind of father that would come down so hard on my kids. I mean, I always swore if I had kids, I'd be like their friend, you know, their pal. And
And their mother could handle the discipline.
Great, would you?
Honey, why is this so hard for you?
Beck, it happened. I swore it would never happen, then it happened.
What happened?
Turn it to my father. Oh, Beck, you should have heard me yelling at the boys. It was just, everything came back. I sounded just like my dad. Just sit in those seats and don't move a muscle until I say it. I hated it when he did that. Well, why did dads have to be that way?
Maybe because they're human. Maybe because they're frustrated. Maybe they just want what's best for their kids. And you know, your dad didn't do such a bad job. It turned out pretty good.
I was blessed in the hair area. My ward cleaver made it look so easy.
Well, June was no slouch either. Should we spring him?
Please. Wally, Beef? Timeout's over. See, Beck, they wish that was my head.
They do not. All right, boys. You know what? It's time for your baths, and then we are going to get you ready for bed. And tonight, you're going to sleep in your own beds.
Be bad, go be bad, Mama. No, be bad.
No, not the big bed. Tonight, you guys are going to sleep in your race car beds. Capiche? Peace. See, Beck, they still love
me. I had a feeling they might.
Everybody!